This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of July 7th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, how are you doing, sir?
Good to meet you. Good to be here. Oh, did you say my name? I didn't even hear my name.
I didn't. Sorry. Mr. Nathan Sheridan.
Gotcha.
I got so excited. I was looking at you, and because it's the cool thing about technology, we get to see each other.
Yeah, right. I thought I had missed my cue. I'm like, am I supposed to say Nathan Sheridan? I'm not good at this. But
well, there you go. So now you see, I'm not very good with this.
No.
Man, it's like I told you off air. It's an honor and blessing to have you on the show. It's a blessing for you to be able to respond to me after I reached out, because you know, big people like you and little peasants like me, you know, I'm just out in that field and just went fishing, and the Lord, I just pray, God, whoever you want on this show, bring them on. And thank you. You're on today, buddy.
Well, hey, I just to let everybody know out there, I don't view it at all like that. And it's always a blessing. Like I remember early on, somebody high up in the industry, the Christian music industry specifically, said, you know, one reason I think we've done so well is because we've never turned down an interview, especially a radio interview. No matter how big the station was or how small it was, if we could possibly do it, we did it. And I've kind of taken that to heart. And while there's some stuff that doesn't work out, if I can try, I always try to make it work no matter what. So I love getting to do this and spreading, you know, I mean, it's just a chance to spread the word of God. You know, we get to spread the word of God. We get to share our music, we get to share our testimonies, our ministry. And I think, you know, radio is still such an amazing platform to get to do that. It's far from obsolete. So we got to make an effort to be out there and doing it.
Well, like we talked about, yeah, it's not just radio anymore, because radio stations stream their signals now. So you can get it on the web, you can get it
right,
the app on your phone. And like we do, like so many others do, they generate podcasts out of their media.
Right,
that's on the air. So it's
and that's a huge platform. I mean, podcasts are incredible, and I've found myself doing more and more of those as well. And I was just at the Christian Music Broadcasters, NRB, out in Nashville, and did some podcast interviews out there. And to be honest, like I had never heard of the podcast before that I was being interviewed for, but you go look them up and man, they've got a huge following and they're really doing big things, you know? So you can't ever say, oh, this is just a little guy. You know, you really don't know until you start doing some research.
You never know.
Hey, you might have a bunch of listeners I don't know about. So I'm excited to reach people. That's all I know.
Well, I tell you about when we come back, we're going to take all that away. And we want to know, and our listeners will want to know, who is Nathan Sheridan? So,
absolutely.
So whatever the Lord puts on your heart to tell us, and then later on we'll get into music, all your touring, all the things you do, and how God has worked in that. But we want to find out who you really are.
Absolutely.
All right,
can't wait.
We'll be right back with Nathan Sheridan right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Joining me through Zoom, Mr. Nathan Sheridan. Well, Nathan, we talked a little bit about a lot of little things in that first segment, and in coming out of it, our guests always want to know who's on here, because, like I said, we're in East Central Alabama, we're in the sticks, yeah. Buddy, we're in the sticks. But this signal right here, this podcast, it gets out everywhere, and cool. We just want to know who Mr. Nathan Sheridan is.
Yeah, I love that you prefaced with being out in the sticks. I think people might be surprised to to learn. That's really where I grew up. I mean, I grew up in Porter, Louisiana, so not far from where you guys are. And I know there's that big rivalry, you know, LSU and Alabama and all
that.
Just a little one. Luckily for me, I'm a neutral party. I was never the big college football guy anyways. So I love hearing people argue about that. But I wasn't too far away from, you know, where a lot of your listeners are. And I felt like my surroundings were really the same. And, you know, my grandparents raised me. I was raised in a really old school fashion. You know, my parents, they weren't in my life because just some different vices they had. I mean, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, in and out of prison their whole life. And it kind of got to a boiling point where they couldn't raise us anymore. And at this particular point in my life, when my mother gave up custody of me and my sister, Sarah, we were living out in Pensacola, Florida for just a short time. And my grandparents came and picked me up and me and my sister, and took us back home to Louisiana. And, you know, after that night, I don't think I saw my mother for well over 10 years. I don't think I saw her for well over a decade. Mm. So that was kind of like how my life got started, so to speak. And I was thrown into a world that not a lot of kids experience, I don't think. My sister, Sarah, not too long after being full-time with my grandparents, you know, fell really sick with cancer, unfortunately. So that was a really difficult time for everybody. You know, when she got sick, it was kind of it, because it's like, it's, you know, they say when it rains, it pours. And sometimes that truly is the case, you know, and in my case, it really was, because, you know, I was losing my parents and now my sister was sick. I was losing my sister. And Sarah, about a year after she got sick, she ended up passing away from that. And so I was that kid. I floated through life. I felt like it's almost hard to really point back to a ton of memories I have of growing up, because I think the traumatic experience sort of help you shut down. You know, they shut you down a little bit to everything that's going on. But I always say thank God for a praying grandmother and a praying grandfather. They were always there for me no matter what. They never let me go. They never gave up on me. And praise God, at 14 years old, I was at a play called, some of your listeners might recognize this one, called Heaven's Gates, Hell's Flames.
Yes.
And you might recognize that one. and it's a little side trail. I just met the producer of that show, heard this exact testimony I'm giving you right now. Mm-hmm. The producer of that play, Tom McIntyre, he reached out to me. Me and him went had coffee the other day. So it's come full circle now. And at that play, I got saved. You know, I accepted Christ at 14 years old. And at 16, I started playing music in church, you know, started singing Christian music, singing, you know, just things I could sing, you know, hymns and contemporary songs that were really easy to play, like Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sit, you know, stuff like that, stuff I knew I could nail on the guitar. But at 17 years old, I didn't really see music as a viable option for me. I think a lot of people think, oh, you probably were singing since you were 4 years old or 5 years old. I'm like, I wish I was. But at 17 years old, I had that dream in my heart of music, but I couldn't accept that I was good enough or that I was really on the path for Christian music. And so I ended up joining the military. So I joined the National Guard, Army National Guard, and I was in that for 6 years. And during my time there, I had plenty of opportunities to actually step back in front, you know, step on a stage, you know, at chapel and lead worship for soldiers. And wow. The Lord opened a door, even though I was sort of looking back, I was sort of running from, I think, what the Lord had on my heart, you know, because I knew He was tugging on me to do music. But I think He was merciful, because I was, you know, I was serving my country, I was doing things that I knew were good, and he continued to open doors even in that time. So I got deployed to Kuwait for a year, and believe it or not, during that time when I was in Kuwait, I found an opportunity to consistently lead worship for hundreds and hundreds of soldiers every single week, three times a week.
That's so
seeing
cool.
Soldiers coming to Christ and all that. So came home, hopped in the studio, And this is the part where I could say the rest is history, but it's really not, because there's still things that happened after that. But man, I came home and my friend, he got me into music. He's like, you have got to start pursuing this. And so I did, hopped in the studio and went to Nashville and made connections with people here and just really started following the Lord's voice and following his will for my life and using the opportunities he gave me as a platform to continue doing Christian music. And I've always wanted to do Christian music specifically. And I kind of thank God for that too. He's never led me on like, oh, go do country or go do pop or anything like that. And I've thought about those things, but I really have always felt the Lord pulling me towards Christian music because of my testimony and because of the good news and the hope that I can give people with my story. Because I can always, I say from the stage, you know, I'm a free man. Just like there was redemption for me at 14 years old, there's redemption for everybody listening. And if I can make it, then you can make it. And that's what I truly believe.
Amen, brother. Thank you for sharing that. And we're going to dive into a certain part of that in the next break, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll be back with Nathan Sheridan right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome over Zoom, Mr. Nathan Sheridan. Nathan, we're blessed that we got to sit back and hear another wonderful testimony on how God works in our lives. And, you know, as we were talking, you know, I had a tough raising. Not in the way you did, but you know, I had grandparents had to step in and help and all kinds of things, but to make that short, I didn't want to look back at some of those days. You know, I kept them tucked away and I thought, why, Lord, why did you let me go through this? And God showed me through the years that doors have been opened and they would not have been opened if I had not gone through those days that seemed like they would never end, the days I worried about the next day, worrying about tomorrow, which God tells us not to.
Right.
You know, but I wouldn't be sitting in this seat today having the blessing of speaking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully identify with exactly what you just said. I think about, well, what if everything would have been great? What if my mom and dad would have worked together and they wouldn't have divorced and they wouldn't have been on drugs and my sister was still here? And I think about the best case scenario and how different things would look. And of course, I think it looks beautiful. But then I think about, wow, but look at what everything the Lord has brought me through and look at everything he's given me today. And I know for a fact I wouldn't have a quarter of the opportunities that I've had to, you know, minister to others, spread the gospel. Just those two things, I wouldn't have even had a quarter of the opportunities to do that without, you know, the testimony that I have. And I think it's this. I really think that, you know, wine is made in the crushing. You know, wine is made in the crushing. And steel is forged, or, you know, so a sword, you know, when they went to battle, you know, they couldn't just, you know, pour the steel into a mold and that was it. You know, they had to take it and bend it and pound it and fold it and make it, you know, unfold it over and over and over and over. And, you know, you watch these shows where you do metalwork and it's just like constantly they're trying to mold this clay. They're trying to mold it. And it's kind of ugly. It's really messy. And it's one of those things that it's like, wow, that's a really difficult process, but the result is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, the result is beautiful. And, you know, it makes sense for something like that analogy to really carry over into our human lives, where these things that we go through, they're purifying us for something so much greater. It's being ripped out of us. You know, we are being molded into something we otherwise would have not been molded into. So I always tell people, don't despise your journey. Don't despise your testimony. And that's not saying you should be happy with all the things that happened. That's not what it's saying. But as far as how far you, when you look at yourself today and you see how far the Lord has brought you, man, take joy in the fact that he's done that. I told a friend just yesterday, I said, man, isn't it incredible that we're here? Like, we're breathing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many people who didn't make it, There's so many people who are in the ground right now, and I know that sounds morbid, and I don't want to take it in that direction, but there's so many people who didn't make it, but the Lord spared us for something we so much greater that we don't even realize what I'm not even sure I totally realize what it is yet, because I have so many stories I could point to and say, you know, because of that thing that happened in my life, I'm not even sure I should be here today. I'm not even sure I could. I'm supposed to be alive, but the Lord sent a guardian angel, you know, to protect me in those moments. So that man, every time somebody tells me that, like, you know, hey, I'm not sure if I'd be here today if it weren't for these, you know, terrible things that happened to me in my past, I say, you're probably right. You know, you're probably right. And I fully identify with that. But praise God, man, he's brought us through. And now we get to share our testimonies to people still walking through it.
Yeah, amen. Because, you know, the one thing I had, what we didn't have growing up, we always had, my dad always had a stereo of some kind. And, and funny part about it, there were always headphones. And so I was always able to find, and it's cool, I don't know how in the world, but I was always able to find a Christian radio station wherever we lived. What, and I mean, I'm sitting right here right now with headphones on, and I'm not listening to the radio. I'm on the radio today. And how, and how God, it's just cool. I thank the Lord for everything. I thank him for you and what's going on in your life, that you have not allowed it to drag you down, to chain you to this earth, but you're allowing it to reach people, to for God to use it in his victory.
Right. Absolutely, man. It's incredible, you know, how far our stories have taken us, you know, and set us up for so much success. And so, and I have this song that I play called Again, and I share it every night, and it's about all the, just all the incredible memories that the Lord's given me, despite all my circumstances. And I just truly believe, I'll sum it up with this, man, we don't have to be our circumstances, but we can let those circumstances refine us and purify us and mold us into something so much greater. There's this little story I heard not too long ago about two brothers, and their father was an alcoholic. And then one brother became an alcoholic, and then one brother always never drank. And they asked the two brothers, well, why are you, asked the brother, says, well, why are you a drunk? He says, well, because my father drank. And then you ask the brother that never drank, hey, how come you never drink? He's like, because my father always drank. So we can look at our life in hindsight and say, you know, because of that, I'm gonna do the opposite. I know now what not to do.
That's right.
And that's why today, I have a wife and we're married. We're together. I have a little girl. We're in her life, and hey, we're out here breaking generational curses. It's amazing. You know, we've made it, man. The Lord is good.
That is good. We'll have more of Nathan Sheridan coming up right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, if you're just tuning in, you'll have to get on the podcast to hear all of it. But I'm just sitting back in amazement. Again, the dirty dish towel in the seat that gets to sit back and watch the Lord just do amazing things in this show, Mr. Nathan Sheridan.
Hey. Good to be back.
You never heard that one before, did you? The dirty dish.
No,
that
I
is
haven't.
Me. That is me. I mean, this is what this show is all about. I don't deserve to be here, man. I am the dirty dish towel, and God just seems to, he just amazes me every week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I feel the same way. I'm always like, wow, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this. I don't know if I'm the one supposed to be here doing this on stage. Like when I see all those people out there, but I'm like, but Lord, if it's your will, I'll do it.
That's right. You know? Well, we've talked about a lot, but we haven't talked about what you're doing in your life right now. And I know you were really busy. You just came off tour.
Yeah. I just got off tour, a week long tour, and that was incredible. It was 6 days straight. We just went to churches. Some of them really rural. We went to one out in St. Louis, out in the big city. And, I was on tour with a couple other singer-songwriters, and man, we just got to play our music for the Lord and play it for these churches. And I think a lot of churches were really blessed. And besides that tour, I've also been doing other shows here and there, leading worship at churches. I'm actually going back to the Ark in Kentucky, so yes. The Ark encounter, mm-hmm. and I'll be playing. They have a huge, incredible. Really, it's a sanctuary, really, down there, conference center, and I'll be playing there for their 40 days and 40 nights of Christian music, and then I'll be playing the Creation Museum right after that. So a lot of incredible, just opportunities coming up for me to, you know, share my music and story.
So you're a singer, you're a songwriter.
Yes.
You play the guitar. Any more instruments?
You know, I have attempted to play piano. Mm-hmm. My problem with piano is I just never loved it the same as playing guitar. I don't know what it is. I love sitting down and playing guitar, but it was like once you, and maybe there's some guitar players out there that can identify this, and I always am in awe of multi-instrumentalists that can just play everything. But it's like, man, once I could play guitar, I was like, I'm not really interested in other instruments. I'm like, I like this, you know? So and really for me personally, acoustic guitar, I don't even really play electric at all. And not that I couldn't, you know, it's the same setup, but it's just something about, you know, an acoustic guitar, sitting back, writing songs. That's still the way I do it. And that's to me kind of the more pure things always seem to come out of that style of writing and playing.
Now, when the Lord speaks to you, because He has to speak to you to put the words to paper and then to add the music to it. Because like I always say, the music is the vehicle. Because a lot of people listen to songs because of the, unless they know you, they listen to the music. They like the beat, the rhythm, or whatever. But then God steps in and puts words to this music, and it's something something different. Now, do you keep a pad? Do you walk around with a pad? Does it just hit you? Do you have time set out your schedule?
I wait for inspiration. My daughter's walking in the room. She's my inspiration. You know, I wait on the Lord to, kind of give me something. I'm never one of those people who like sets out time mm-hmm. to be like, well, I have to write right now. You know, I've got to put these words down.
I love that, because if you do that, it's about me.
Well, I've sort of taken that approach, because sitting down and forcing myself to write just on a schedule, just because, oh, it's time to write, has never really worked out. And I think that's because the Lord hasn't really given me that inspiration. And all songs that I've ever written and released that actually went on to truly minister to people and truly do well and get streams and get views and people finding it, all those songs have been songs that I struggle to say divinely inspired, but at least the Lord was in it. You know, the Lord was in it. Yes. And it's like, it wasn't some forced thing. And we set up songwrites all the time, like, hey, you know, we'll reach out to this person, that person, and say, hey, would you guys like to come write with us? But I've noticed in every songwrite that we set up, there's always people walking in with so much inspiration that they've been wanting to get out. You know, we're not like sitting there and just starting from complete scratch. Everybody's got all these incredible ideas they've been writing down. And that's what we do. All songwriters basically will, you know, in their phone, they're writing down a line that they just thought of, you know, walking around, they saw something beautiful. God gave them a verse or gave them a scripture to write down or an idea. And I'm doing that all the time. And I've even done it to where something was to me so powerful, I just voice memo it right there on the spot, just so I don't forget the melody that I really feel the Lord is giving me in that moment. Cause it's like, if you don't take that time to actually, put some action into it, then it'll kind of fade away. So you got to really be mindful of when that inspiration hits and be ready to sort of put it down. And then when you go into songwriting mode, you've got these things already kind of written down, you know, and it can start to come together. So there's different ways to do it, but I'm very keen on, man, let's wait on the Lord to kind of give us an idea or give us a topic versus like, hey, let's just, you know, force this through, because I've never had a song that I've truly loved that we did that with. So, but yeah, that's my process. And I think probably the process of a lot of other writers I've talked to.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to talk about one of those songs. Actually, you're going to intro one of those songs coming up next.
Absolutely.
All right. More of Nathan Sheridan right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hi, this is Nathan Sheridan, and this is my new song, He is the Way. I hope it leaves you feeling encouraged and that the Lord loves you. He is for you, not against you, and He is working a miracle in your life right now.
I've seen Him swing the doors wide open. I've heard Him call me out by name. He is the one I put my hope in. His faithfulness is still the same. And all my days I'll follow where He leads. He is the head. Cloud by day, light in the night, a holy fire. The one who leads me through the flames. He is the hand that parts the water. He is the voice that calms the waves. The compass from my wandering heart.
That's Nathan Sheridan on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you have been sitting back today. And as we talked about coffee off air, I hope you enjoyed your coffee this morning as you've been blessed with anything sweeter than anything you could have put in that coffee, because the Lord has blessed us with the Spirit that has joined us today. And it is Mr. Nathan Sheridan. You know, God has put His hand on you. He's blessed you. He's watching you. And can I just say a prayer before we close it up here?
Absolutely. Please do.
Heavenly Father, again, I thank You for this wonderful opportunity, Lord. I do not deserve this, but Lord, again, I sit back in amazement, Lord, at what You do with this show. I ask You that today, Lord, this show will reach someone for You. God, I ask that You will bless Nathan, that You will keep him, Lord, that You will guide him, Lord, as an artist. You will guide him as a husband. You will guide him as a father. You will protect him and protect his family, Lord, to send Your angels upon him, to send Your Holy Spirit to roll through him, Lord, as he stands on that stage. God be with Nathan for all of his days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome, sir. Well, all right. Thank you again for joining the show. I really wish this interview could go on all day long. I mean, I feel a spirit of peace. I really do. And it's that's around you. So, you know, God bless you.
Well, God bless you too. Let's do it again. And let's come back and encourage some more people anytime.
Yes, sir. And I always, before I close the show, I ask you to tell people not how to follow you, but how they can reach you so you can tell them about the one you follow.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. That's such a great way of putting it. Because as musicians, we're always, go follow my Instagram, go follow my TikTok. But yeah, if you ever want to reach out to me at all, if you need prayer, or if you want to tell me about a song or anything you want to say, really, go to Instagram, Nathan Sheridan Music. That's how me and Greg got connected, actually. So mm-hmm. Go to Nathan Sheridan Music on Instagram, Nathan Sheridan Music on Facebook. Or you could just type in Nathan Sheridan, and I think I'll be at least the first or second result. So yeah, go on there and check me out, or go on Spotify, Apple Music, or any place you listen to music, and I'll be on there. So yeah, lots of different ways to listen to music and get in touch with me. And I'd love to talk with you and maybe pray with you or something.
Amen, brother. Well, hopefully we can get you down to Sylacauga, Alabama, and we'll have to get a star put on the sidewalk and get you to sign your star out in front of the studio.
Hey, I'd love to do that. I haven't had that honor yet. So no. I don't guess I'll get it in Hollywood. So I'll take this.
But even better, we have an event room in the back that is totally cool. And I'm going to put a stage up in it, and it'd be great to get you down here to play. So we'll be working on that. Okay.
Would love to. Anything you could think of, I'll be down to do it. So
would love to come
visit y'all.
Again, thank you for your time. Get back to your family, because I know that is very important. I'll be praying for you, for your ministry, but more importantly, brother, I'll be praying for you as a husband and dad, because that is that's where the devil's going to attack.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's where he's going to attack. So my prayers will be with you and your family, and you just have a wonderful day.
You too, man. Thank you so much.
That's Nathan Sheridan right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.